a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Our illustrious secretary, call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Here.
Ewing?
Here.
Frerich?
Here.
Hager?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Quorum present.
We have a quorum. I want to welcome everybody to this meeting of the Senate Taxation Committee. I want to welcome everybody that's on the Internet and the World Wide Web. And we try to start right at 10 o'clock so you don't sit around waiting on your computer for this thing to start. So appreciate the people listening and finding out what's going on in your government. Reminder, turn off your sound on your cell phones and your iPads and your computers, and I saw one of these last week, your spy watches. Yeah. Yeah, that was my grandson. The chair will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Moved by Frerichs and seconded by Senator Greenfield. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I want to introduce the pages. So, we want you to stand up and tell us who you are, where you came from, and what in the world you're going to do in your life.
I'm Jason Hansen. I'm going to Britain, and I plan to go to NDSU for animal science.
I'm Cheyenne Sale. I go to Lemon High School, and I plan on going to SDSU for range science and egg business.
Good South Dakotans there. Good South Dakotans. Does anybody have any personal privileges on the committee? Any comments before we start the testimony? I'd like all the questions to be brought through the chair, be recognized. And today we have a bill, Senate Bill 44, which we're going to continue from last week. And we have more people that want to provide testimony. And we have a senator here who would like to testify right now. So Senate Bill 44. So the Senate Bill 44, the title of the bill is to revise the criteria for classifying property as agricultural land and to provide for additional requirements for small agricultural acreages and timberland to be classified as agricultural land. Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Billy Sutton, District 21, Senator. I appreciate the chair's latitude in putting this bill off to today. I had another bill that I was testifying on last week, so I appreciate the understanding of what all goes on up here in Pierre and how busy we are. Just to give you a rough breakdown of Senate Bill 44, this came out of the Agland Task Force, which a couple of the members here on this committee serve on currently. And what Senate Bill 44 does is it makes significant revisions to South Dakota Codified Law 10-6-31.3, which is the statute that establishes the criteria for land to be classified as ag land for purposes of assessment and taxation. Current law requires that two out of three criteria are met. Number one of that is that one-third of household income is derived from ag. Number two is that principal use of the land is ag, and or number three, which is a minimum of 20 acres, which we increased up to 160 acres by the Board of Commissioners. What Senate Bill 44 would do is make the principal use criteria mandatory, which I view as a good change, and require a minimum of 20 acres or up to 160 at the discretion of the Board of County Commissioners. The bill removes the requirement that adjoining parcels must be contiguous and replaces it with what's called a management unit, and that's also defined in this legislation, which is a concept that would allow scattered parcels as long as they're up to 160 acres. But no parcel within the management unit could be less than 20 acres unless it is within 20 air miles from the nearest parcel in the unit. Furthermore, principal use is more clearly defined to mean the primary use to which the land is devoted. Further, subdivision is defined as any division of land which creates five or more lots and is recorded with a subdivision name. Senate Bill 44 also carves out a process whereby parcels under 20 acres, or the minimum set by the county commissioners, can qualify for ag classification if the owner proves that the land's principal use is ag, and at least $2,500 of gross income is annually deprived from ag use. The property owner must make application under oath to the Director of Equalization to qualify under this exception. And finally, the last portion is that Senate Bill 44 tries to address the timber problem by requiring property owners claiming ag status for timber production to prove up the use by having a timber management plan that has its principal purpose the production and harvest of timber products for a monetary profit. The bill gives the Board of County Commissioners the discretion to establish the minimum components of a timber management plan. So that's kind of the overview of the bill. I know that the Agland Task Force worked pretty hard on that. We even put a subgroup together that worked on this. You know, there are some folks here to testify, and I'll visit with you maybe at the end about kind of the direction that we would like to see the bill go. I know there's been some discussion that the bill might not be in its perfect form. I don't know if you ever get a bill in perfect form, but with that being said, at the end of the testimony, it would be my wish and other members of the Agland Task Force that I've spoken to that we would like to see the bill go back to the task force to tighten up some of the language. I know Mr. Chafee talked about it at the last hearing, and then you probably also received emails from him as well that kind of discussed some of the things that we need to fix and get right. I don't think it's good that we pass legislation that is not in the form that most of us agree on. So with that, I would have your indulgence to take testimony from the folks that drove in from out of town and talk about this bill. And then with your indulgence, I would just close and at the end and finish up my testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. And we'll take our next expert. If you could just introduce yourself and then have at it.
I'm Nancy Troutman, and I'm a Pennington County Commissioner. So when you say expert testimony, not so sure. I find that being in that kind of leadership role, you have to be pretty humble. I really want to thank Senator Sutton for his words, because certainly as we have worked very, very hard in this process to try to do something that's right for the state, not just for Pennington County, we want to get it right. We've spent hours and hours and weekly meetings and all kinds of things trying to come up with the scenarios that we need to vet in order to compare it to the way the bill is, or the law is currently written, and how we can use this opportunity to change it so that it's good for all of us. So I want to just reiterate that as a county, we've never said it has to be this or it has to be that. We want it to be as good a bill as we can possibly come up with. We want it to be good for the state, not just for the county. And some of the things that have been addressed that have been changed, yes, they help us, but they also help other counties. And I just want to make sure that you understand we aren't just doing it for Pennington County. And I want to thank all of you, because it's a lot of work to do this. And I want to thank the task force, because they have done a lot of work. So I think that as a representative of my county, I can honestly say that we'd rather do it right, and we will continue to work to make it right. Poor Fred, he's probably really tired of us. But anyway, I don't know if you have particular questions for me as a commissioner. I want to say something as my own personal belief. I think that we are in a time when agriculture is changing, and we are going to see a lot of the smaller kinds of operations able to produce a lot more. I think we're seeing some changing in that. And right now, the way the current law is written, it makes it very difficult for those folks. I believe it's a property rights as well, but I also think it's, if we take the time to do this right, we are setting our state up to handle those smaller kinds of producers. And I think that's important for us to look at. So, any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Are there any questions? Nancy? Okay. Next, or I'll call on somebody.
Good morning. My name is Brenda Whiting. I'm from Pennington County, District 33. I am part of a coalition of landowners from across the state that believe the current law, 10-6-31-3, is a bit out of touch with today's reality. Our agricultural world is changing. Small agricultural lands are a reality and growing by leaps and bounds across the country. Food hubs, farmers markets, along with specialty producers, are part of the emerging small land uses. Right here in South Dakota, we have a specialty producer who on approximately 10 acres produced 16,000 pounds of aronia berries in 2014. In the news, Silicon Valley and investors and entrepreneurs from there are getting involved in the farming to make sure there is enough food for the 10 billion people expected to inhabit the planet by 2100. That is a quote right out of the Rapid City Journal from December 14, 2014. Agricultural land makes few demands on government services. This bill would not change the balance between county, ag, or commercial land. It simply gives counties a better tool to set the balances between the residential, commercial, and ag. We need to give the citizens the ability to afford to keep the land they own. Do we want only the wealthy to be able to afford the land? We would like your help to look to the future to work with us on this bill. We would very much like to work with the task force again this next summer and get the bill right. So thank you for your thank you for your time to listen to me. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to take them. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Are there any questions for Brenda?
Good morning. I'm Corey Tomovic, and I am a part of a family tree farm in Pennington County. And because of this process, my life has changed, mostly because what we're trying to do here is to establish better relationships, not only with tree farms, but with our county officials. And through this process, people are talking and actually coming up with solutions. There is one little spot in this that I agree has to go back to the task force on the timber part of it. One sentence that we didn't catch, because timber management should be just a timber management plan. And that's what the county officials need to be able to go forward. And there's just a little more language here than we need. So just here representing tree farms. And if you have any questions, Corey Tomovic. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Corey. Any questions for Corey? Must have done a good job.
morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jay Alderman. I'm one of the deputy state's attorneys for Pennington County. And I've had the pleasure for quite some time to work with the task force and with Mr. Botts from LRC. And I thank Senator Sutton for his remarks today. Very, very nice job of summarizing kind of where we're at and what this bill has broke down, the different parts of it and what it's intended to accomplish. And we've had a couple of years at least of our local kind of group that you've been told a little bit about here today that have really tried to sit down and make some changes to this law that what we've seen over the years, and I've been in kind of a unique position, frankly, for more than a dozen years of handling these cases through boards of equalization. I've had a lot of contact with other attorneys, Office of Hearing Examiners, county commissioners, other elected officials. There are a lot of antiquated terms, a lot of undefined terms, key words in the current law. And it's pretty clear that at this point, we need to kind of bring it into the 21st century, if you will. So the testimony you've heard today so far is very nice and just kind of setting out where we need to move forward. We need some better direction for timber. That's a unique crop of all the crops that we deal with in South Dakota. And it's unique in the way that it's not planted and harvested annually, typically. It has an entirely different management plan that fits what you're trying to produce on the ground. None of those definitions, none of those guidelines are in current law. They just simply don't exist. We have a number of terms in the current law that aren't defined. And like I said, over the years, I've seen an awful lot of litigation and consternation from people trying to understand from one county to the next, they're interpreted differently because there is no guideline. There's no definition. So consistency across the state would be something I would think we would all be for and want to have. With that, I don't have a lot more to add today. Given what Senator Sutton said, we're in agreement that there is no such thing as a perfect bill, and you all know that very well. But and this is one that is it is a complicated matter. I've had people ask me why, you know, this is seems awfully complicated. This is a tough thing. It is. One page defines how you classify land, either ag or non-ag, in the state of South Dakota. One page in the current law. And so it is a complicated matter, but it definitely needs some updating and some consistency so it can be applied across the board in a manner that we can all live with. So with that, I appreciate the opportunity, and I'd stand for any questions you might have.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for coming all the way here. Anybody got any questions? Guess we're all good.
Thank you.
Looks like Michael's next. We're done?
Anybody else to testify?
It's a proponent. Opponents. Welcome to the world.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Tax Committee. Mike Held, South Dakota Farm Bureau. And in lieu of what the prime sponsor, Senator Sutton, opened with, we appreciate that and all due respect to the comments made by the proponents of this bill. I've sat on this side of the desk in this Capitol for the last 35 years, and we have struggled many times with this issue, specifically as it applies to landowners, particularly in the Black Hills. And there's others in this room that have worked on that, and it's not easy to fix. But, and task force members can get up and speak if they want to, but let me describe to the committee what I saw happen this interim with the Ag Land Assessment Task Force. They were focused on several big issues, and this issue got laid aside until the last meeting and did not get the proper attention. They were focused on a big capital outlay issue. They were focused on actual use classification for evaluation of ag land. And unfortunately, this issue got laid aside. Everything the proponents told you is a problem with people that are property owners in the Black Hills. Unfortunately, the proposal that was brought forward has some unintended consequences. Just let me be brief. You heard the letter read by Senator Peterson from the Director of Equalization in Brookings County that she would have 260-some, 250-some parcels that she would have to deal with individually every year. That figure we documented last year would apply to dozens and dozens of counties in eastern South Dakota, and is an unintended consequence, and I think at this point impossible to deal with. We like the idea of it going back to the task force and working further on this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any other opponents? Any other comments? Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'll just make a couple brief closing remarks. This is a very important and big issue that deserves maybe a little more time than it got in the task force. As the last speaker said, that is correct, that the task force had a lot of big issues on its plate. Even though we only, discussed it in the last task force meeting, there were a number of meetings with a subgroup that worked on this as well, which I was one of the members. And we tried our best to get it in the best possible form. But I think it deserves the discussion of the full task force and a little higher level of focus. You know, as far as the one portion that I really think that we need to continue talking about is the portion for small producers of less than 20 acres. I don't know if many of you are aware of it, but South Dakota was granted a planning grant to look at implementing a food hub in southeast South Dakota. And what's unfortunate is a lot of people with land less than 20 acres in size may not be able to be classified as ag. And they're producing a fair amount of food that I consider pretty sustainable agriculture products. And so that's one area that I think needs to be brought to the focus and talked about our next task force meetings. But with your indulgence, I would request that however the chair wants to handle it, but tabling this bill the task force can take it up. And I promise you that we will work our hardest to come out with a bill that satisfies all parties involved, and we can be sitting here in front of you next year with a bill that we all feel very good about. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. If there are no comments, or go ahead, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a couple of brief comments. It's been my pleasure to have served on that Ag Productivity Oversight Task Force since the very beginning. Matter of fact, we spent the whole last decade trying to come up with a fair way of assessing ag land. And the goal that we have in the end is not only fair equalization between different classes of property, but fair equalization within a county and between counties too. And it's absolutely correct, this did not receive the time that it should have. Now, talking with Mr. Chafee, who has been very active, the Meade County Director of Equalization, he feels we're about 85% there, but we're not there. And you're absolutely correct, it really should get the proper time that it needs. We need to hear from some of our other directors and figure out a way so that we don't impact other counties. like my Brookings County director said, that she already has 250 parcels that qualify under 20 acres for ag land. And we have to make sure that we don't impact them. So we need more time to do it properly, to really do a study on this. And I'm sure who's ever on that committee will do that this next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Peterson. Senator Kamak.
I want to thank everybody that's put in a lot of time and a lot of effort in this. And I know when Senator Peterson stated that it's been worked on over a decade, I don't think that's probably an understatement rather than an exaggeration. And I had an extended conversation with our Director of Equalization in our county, Kurt Chafee, and he's been involved in this from almost from the day one that we started talking about it. And he did say exactly as Senator Peterson indicated. He said, we're 85% there, but it's important. That other 15% is very important. And so I guess with that, I would, with your permission, Mr. Chair, I'd have a question for Senator Peterson, and that would be...
Senator Kamak, go ahead with your question.
In light of the... in light of the feelings of quite a few folks in the room here, what would be the best way forward so that we ensure that it goes back, if we move in that direction, that it goes back to the Ag Land Task Force?
Senator Peterson?
If it's possible... what we should do is defer this back to the Ag Land Oversight Task Force for further study. Fred, can we do something like that? We can't do that. No final action. All right. We have to have final action, so we'll just have to...
Mr. Chair,
My follow-up is for our counsel. Fred, in your opinion, what's the best path to accomplish that?
Well, I'm assuming that that task force will take this issue up again. Enough, these members are likely to be reappointed, and we have a number of non-citizen members that were interested in that subject matter. So I don't see why they wouldn't take it back up again. But you need to take some sort of final action with this bill today or at some point.
Is there any more? Go ahead, Senator Kamak.
I was just going to, if it's an appropriate time to propose an action, I would move that we defer to the 41st day.
Moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Peterson to, what? Oh, God. Wow. See, you imprinted in my head. Okay. Motion by Senator Kamak and seconded by Senator Peterson to defer Senate Bill 74 to the 41st day. Any comments? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of what needs to be said has been said, and I also want to express my appreciation to the senator for bringing this forward and to those folks who came here and testified. The one thing that I would offer is this. Last week at a Cracker Barrel in Aberdeen, far removed from the timber industry, two people came to me and expressed that this bill may not be ready, but something needs to be done relative to the timber classification. And it is a work in progress. If that's a big if, but if something can be done on that issue alone this session, perhaps we can take this bill off the table. So I would encourage you to continue the discussion, but we know that this will be going back to the task force too. So we're moving in the right direction. You have consensus east and west river that something needs to be done. And I just want to encourage you to continue with the dialogue, and thank you for your efforts so far.
Are there any comments? questions? Hearing none, the question before the committee is deferral of Senate Bill 44 of the 41st day. Secretary will call a roll, and those in favor say aye, those opposed nay.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerich?
Aye.
Hager? Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
7 ayes.
Having received an affirmative vote by the committee, Senate Bill 44 has been deferred to the 41st day. Are there any other comments or any other business to come before the committee? Thank you all for coming here. That's a long drive, and for what you're doing. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
The committee, all those in favor?
Aye.
We'll adjourn to meet again on Friday at 10 o'clock, and our committee is going to be busy for a while here. So read fast and get sleep. Thank you.